You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Sex Talk Saturday. It's going to be fun. Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun. Let me introduce you guys. I have Johnny and Josh.
Hello.
Jason and Mike.
Hello.
You guys are two gay couples, right? You're gay together.
We're not gay.
Josh, I'm not gay. You're gay.
That's gay.
That's gay. That is right. So thanks for coming on here. And we're just going to talk about what it's like for you guys. Being gay
what it's
guys.
Like to be gay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'd be gay guys. It's I mean, I don't gay. Know. I'm
the obstacles you face, you know.
It's very wet and itchy.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, I've heard that.
We'll elaborate on that in a little bit.
Oh.
So let me ask you guys some questions. I want to start with you, Johnny. How long have you been out? Is that the right way to say it?
That's a hard question to answer because I've actually never, I never really came out. I just sort of, one day I was dating a woman and the next time you see me, I had a man at my side.
Okay.
And no one really questioned it either.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
You're really tall.
Was that guy Josh or was that a different guy?
It's funny because it was a Josh, but
not this
one.
Josh. Okay. how old were you when you think that happened?
I'm around 18 or 19.
18 or 19?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, Josh?
18, 19. And I just came out because I thought it was just something everybody had to do.
Right. But you dated women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like when I first met you, you were dating a girl.
Yeah. Even before Johnny, mm-hmm. I was still dating girls. But I was dating guy and girl.
So like that makes you more bi? Like in the... technical jargon.
Yeah,
on the spectrum.
Right.
Yeah, before that bad relationship and Johnny, I'd probably been with two girls and maybe two guys, kind of even. But it's whoever I responded to, it wasn't like, okay.
Had to have a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Jason?
I was probably about 20.
Okay.
And I actually did it on the coming out day. In October.
Oh, there's a day?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
A dedicated day. And
to coming out that you're
gay. I had wrote my parents a letter, and the funniest thing was it was my brother's senior year of high school, and it happened to be during homecoming week.
Yes.
And that's where they play powder puff football, yep. Where the girls play football and the guys are the cheerleaders. So my brother's all dressed up like a girl down there, you know, doing the cheerleading stuff. And I left my parents this letter, and I thought, how awkward as this role reversal kind of thing.
Right.
And that's kind of how I came out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How about you, Mike?
Last year?
No, I'm kidding. I made him come out.
I
opened the door for him.
I feel like you guys have been together a really long time.
He's actually not out yet.
Yeah, he's never.
This
he's
is
not,
acting.
Not fully acting. Committed.
He's been out since his podcast.
He says, I'm still sampling it. I haven't fully committed. How old were you?
I don't know.
Your situation was a little different.
It was much different,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lived in a small town.
Mm-hmm. I was in the public eye. I was on a council and a lot of other public...
platforms.
Yep.
Yeah. So couldn't outwardly... Well,
yeah.
Comfortably.
Comfortably,
yeah. Because probably in your little town, I mean, how many gay people are in that town?
Handful.
Right. Yeah. If that, right? Well, at least that aren't saying anything, right?
Yep.
Because that's what I think people always keep their secrets, and they're like, oh, they go play dirty in
out
the field.
There, they but keep they them behind the barn.
Yeah, the secrets are behind the barn.
Yep.
Is there a bench back there?
Oh, he knows the barn.
I put the bench there.
I love it. He's like, I brought the bench with me. That's so great.
I built it.
You, Mike, and Jason have been together, what did we count the other day? 7 years?
Oh, six coming on seven,
yeah. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And how did you guys meet? Was it a website?
It was an app.
There was this app called Foursquare where you would check into places and kind of long story short.
It's not a gay app.
No. Foursquare, no, no, is it?
It's not at all.
It's just, you kind of leave virtual footsteps wherever you go.
Like when you visit places.
Yeah,
okay.
When you visit places, and you can choose to let your friends see it or not. So it's, you know, you can keep it hidden. And I used to go to this Mexican restaurant a lot, and one of the guys there was telling us about his hometown, and it happened to be the one that Mike was from. And when I got a friend request from it, I thought it was
that guy.
Him, mm-hmm. that guy, but it turned out it was Mike, my stalker. And so, long story short, I was thinking it was this other guy when it wasn't, and then he kind of wrote me and said, hey, I'd like to meet up, and the very first date we ever went on, we met at the Cherry Creek Mall and went to Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I love it. Did you both get bears?
We actually built one bear for, it was a donation for.
Oh, nice.
Because it was in December, so it was right a couple weeks before Christmas, and they were building a mall for, to be donated to shelters for abused kids.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So we
That's
built
awesome.
One together to donate for that cause.
That's very awesome.
Kids love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, were you guys, did you just hit it off right after that? You just kind of started dating mm-hmm. right after that?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
You like the way you each built bears?
This guy. A bunch of bears building bears.
This bear builder bears for me.
So
this guy's make a wish.
So, and it was actually, rub the heart and did the dance. And and then the funniest thing is we actually went back there afterwards and he made me a white bear and I made him a brown one.
Yeah, that's awesome. You should have a white and brown bear.
Yeah.
Right?
So we got, interracial bears.
Interracial bears. That's good. So, what drew you to him? He teases you that you're his stalker. But you kind of were.
Well, I was kind of upset that he'd stole my mayorship from that restaurant.
Oh, and so right. Because that's part of the thing on that Foursquare.
Yep. I opened up the app and I looked and you can see, a profile photo and...
How did he become the mayor?
Because he checked into it more than I
had. Oh. So he knocked you off.
Yep.
And then you're like, who the fuck is this?
He does.
And then you were like, he's kind of cute.
Yep. Yep. He lived in Denver, and I happened to be coming up for a conference or something. So I'm like, hey.
Okay, my next
I don't know anybody up here, so I might as well
Do you have sex on the first date? Just like,
no.
Let's get it on?
No, we didn't. No.
Really? I
behaved myself.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like I have a hard time believing that, knowing Jason. But you were good. You didn't.
He got scared. He had to run home.
What?
No, I didn't
get
scared.
I don't know.
I love it.
He had another commitment to get to, so.
Uh-huh. Another commitment. So no hanky-panky on the first date.
No.
What about you guys?
We didn't have sex. We just blew each other in the parking lot at Jackson's.
Yes, you did.
There was nothing.
And there was a woman catty corner to us watching.
Watching? Mm-hmm. It might have been me.
Just a little get to know you stuff.
I like to watch. But it's a good question, though, for men in relationships. I mean, is that a thing to just go out? Like, blowjobs, I mean, come on. It looks like a handshake. Good to see you. little sucky sucky. You know?
You handshake different than I do.
I don't know. I feel like I shook your hand just like that. So, is it a thing? Or is it more complicated to have sex with a male partner so that it is not as easy to just come straight out the gate we're just fucking? Or you guys can be dirty whores, too. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, we definitely can be dirty whores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you had sex on the first date? Hardcore?
I think everybody has.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Just kind of lying. Mike's like, not me. I waited until marriage. Yeah. They're still waiting.
So great. You guys, you two live together.
We do.
Yes.
And you two don't live together.
No.
Do not.
But you two were completely opposite schedules because nobody knows this, but Josh is a vampire.
Yeah.
And he only comes out at night. The fact that he's out right now, got to cover himself in a cloak.
Yep. He's wearing sunglasses.
What did he say? I'm like a raccoon wandering down the street. I got to get out of here.
His light now is there's burning a 10 me. In the morning. When did that happen?
I love it. But you guys all have a lot of fun. I mean, you guys go to Disneyland all the time. That's kind of your thing, Mike and Jason.
Yes.
You guys, what's your thing?
Yeah. We've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
We're trying to do Disneyland with all the new features coming out. Oh. Well, we almost did in Florida. What a ripoff.
Florida?
Yeah. So we're going to definitely go probably this summer
to California. California. Have you guys been to the Disneyland in Florida?
Yes.
Is it a ripoff?
Not if you do it right.
Well,
I'll give you tips.
Yeah, you're an expert. He's like an expert Disney, right? Disney planner.
Yeah, I can book trips for Disney.
So he's got the inn. He's got the Disney inn.
If anyone wants a trip to Disneyland, just reach out to Jason.
Yeah. Disney man.
He'll tell you all the ins and outs. No pun intended.
Yeah. Well, to be completely clear, it wasn't really Disneyland. It was Universal. I'm trying to get to Harry Potter world.
Right.
And how much was it for one person?
It was going to be like $412
just to get
per
in.
Person.
What? Did you get to have sex with Harry Potter? On the train. Holy shit.
Yeah, so
and that was with a military discount from
me. Oh my God.
And we just did a 6-hour drive up there and we're just like,
right.
I'm kind of mad.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden we're like, should we try Disneyland? I was already done. I was like, no.
Yeah,
let's go back to the Keys. And...
Well, because you guys are Harry Potter, pretty big Harry Potter fans, and so that's the main reason to go.
Yep. Wow.
So what'd you do instead?
We pouted and drove back to the Key West.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't go roll a bum or something?
No,
just
no.
Get out of your frustrations?
We even checked into this really... I try to do like a cheap hotel because I've never really done one before.
Okay.
This is horrible.
I kid you not. I'm pretty sure somebody committed suicide in the bathtub.
Right before you got there?
Yeah, because they kind of like had a like, they patched up like a hole in the tub where
the body was still there.
So that's how you kind of had an inclination.
Yeah, the whore was tucked between the mattresses.
Towels had hair all over them. The tub was filthy. Oh.
Yeah, yep, you
stains,
did.
And we're just like, let's just go back.
You got what you wanted out of that experience, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you didn't get to go to Disneyland, but you did go to Fright Fair.
Yeah, right?
Saw the underbellies of Florida.
You almost went to STD land.
STD land. Interesting. Crazy. That's pretty interesting.
Pretty sure we would have been murdered if we stood there.
Stayed there, right. Listen, we stayed at a hotel in Roswell one night.
Yeah.
With the kids, and we were doing a road trip, and the entire night, Sean stood at the door looking through the keyhole because we had, like, bikers on this side and bikers on this side, and they were fighting in front of the door, and it was like...
They were partying together, and then something went bad.
And, the hotel was scared of these people. Like, we're calling, like, hey, help, and they're like, we know.
Stay in your room. We call the police, stay in your room. And so then I called the police, and they're like, yeah, they've called.
They never came.
They never came. Cops never fucking came.
No.
Randall.
We were waiting for the aliens to come. Take them away.
Please.
Take us away.
Take us away.
Anything away. Well, you guys, I think that people have no idea about what it's like to be in a gay relationship, to be gay. I mean, a lot of people don't even know. Like, how you even come to that point, you know? How you even decide that in your life? How old were you guys when you knew something was different before? I mean, like, you're all in your 20s pretty much.
Well, no, I think it changed because once you're older, you kind of look back and then you kind of recognize signs. Like, for me, yes, I came out and around 18, 19. But now when I look back, I'm like, these thoughts were in my head since I was, like, 7 and 8.
Really?
So,
do you think you all feel that way?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I have an example. So,
yeah, what is it?
Back when I was a kid, I just remember watching this movie called Mr. Mom.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a scene where all the women went out to the strip club. And when the smoke came out and those astronauts, I was like, oh, what's this? Like,
it piqued your interest.
It piqued my interest. I was like, wow.
Did it excite you?
Oh, yeah,
like,
it did.
Physically?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, this
How
is amazing.
How old do you think you were?
Maybe 7. Seven,
yeah,
eight.
Because when did Mr. Mom come out? That was in the 80s.
Had to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're pretty much the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it would probably have been in the late 80s, which would have made you probably 8 or 8, probably.
Yeah, probably about 8, yeah.
Yeah, how funny. I love dirty movies. I love movies like that.
Movie?
It wasn't, though, but it kind of is, though, because, like,
I mean, he may have just wanted to go to space.
I have examples, like, movies like that, too. When I was a kid that did invoke
83.
Things, and you did feel like it was kind 83. Of a dirty movie, even though it wasn't, because in your mind's eye, it fed something.
Yeah.
You know, and so then it's more fun to watch it over and over again.
Like when I saw Trading Places, and Jamie Lee Curtis took her shirt off. Oh, man.
You got to see your little boobies. Little boobies.
That was my Mr. Mom.
How many of you guys had sexual interactions with boys in high school?
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah. My hand just went up on accident.
We'll get to yours, too.
Yeah. No, confession times later, I guess.
You're gonna learn so much about Sean today.
I might still be drunk from yesterday.
Might be. My God, I went too late last night. But because I was in high school, and like one of our really good friends, we all knew that he was gay, you know. And of course, in high school, it's like no. Especially when we were in high school. I mean, I graduated in the early '90s, and so it was like super new.
Ingleweed.
Yeah, I had one gay friend in high school, and he would dress like a woman, and he would, you know, wanted to do shows and stuff, and he was actually gay bashed while we were in high school, because he was in Denver, right. And he was jumped and badly beaten.
Really?
But then he was like the one who lived out loud, right? Because like no one in school did, except for Ryan, and then he ended up contracting AIDS at a very young age, and it took his life because he just kind of went crazy. Yeah. I feel like that kind of happens sometimes, right? If you don't maybe have the support you're looking for, then you go and look for the support, you know? And I feel like it just put him in some bad places. But the other guy, he was like a rich boy. And he like, you know, you kind of look at him like, oh yeah, he is. But he was also in band. And so they would take trips, and then he would have these sexual experiences with other straight boys, you know? And so then it's like, straight boys, you know? Straight. All the boys, oh, I'm straight. And it's like, well, it's not what David said. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I just wonder, David played a mean
like
tuba.
How much of that actually happens silently that you don't talk about. Because,
right.
I mean, girls were doing it too, you know?
I always heard that about that high school, is it was full of lesbians. That was the rumor in Littleton about you Inglewood people.
I have no idea.
It was just a high school full of lesbos.
I wasn't a lesbian.
Well,
I just that's did turned dirty out to be true. Yeah.
I just did dirty things.
I did dirty things in high school.
Yeah, maybe a couple examples of those.
Yeah. For the show.
Might be fun.
Yeah.
Might be fun.
Might be fun to hear about six of them.
I've always I've always just been a teacher.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All I'll say. Teacher. I want you to be pleasured. Find
that's
your pleasure.
I had a teacher like that once.
You did?
Yeah. Sixth grade.
What was his name?
Bill.
I do just wonder, though. I mean, because, well, like, we had Camille on, right? And she's fully transgendered from male to female. And it's like, how... I feel so bad for people that don't get to just be themselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Of whoever you are, from whichever age, you know? Like, you guys, you were younger. How did you know?
For me, it was... both with women and men was for wrestling.
Okay.
Because I loved Sable WWF when it was
sexy.
That.
Yep.
And then also there was a guy called Jeff Jarrett who's a country wrestler.
Wrestler.
And I was like, oh, well, that's nice too.
I always find it interesting because like I grew up with a lot of sisters. And so I don't have that feeling. Like when I see women, I'm not like, oh, wow. Like sometimes it's like, oh, she's beautiful, but never like, sexy.
Yeah. Sexual.
For me, I see women and I'm like, ugh, get away from me. I'm not doing that. I know what you're about.
Oh, that girl will
you
turn
know
out.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think that's because I was always around and we always were very open. We you know, we dressed in front of each other. We walked around the house naked. We were in the shower. You know, so you always see this other naked female bodies and it's like, meh. Not for me.
Yeah.
It's just not. We require so much work. I don't know how you guys put up with us. Really.
That's why we don't. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm
the only one in the room. Well, not you guys, but you know. Did you date a girl ever? Like a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. 3 years all through high school.
Oh, same girl?
She was your beard?
Did she know?
I think eventually she did.
Yeah.
The best part was my dad was mayor of the town when I was just starting into high school, and then my dad had, you know, fulfilled his 12-year term, and her dad became mayor.
Oh.
So, and then I was, you know, a year ahead of her, and so I had moved on, and then the guy she went ended up dating turned out to be gay as well.
Oh, that poor woman.
Girl.
So it's her fault.
Yeah.
She must have had a weird smell.
Something. Do you still know her?
No, we don't talk or we're not friends.
I'm sure you don't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't either.
Sometimes, you know, some people like,
no,
keep
there's
in contact.
No connection. No, no,
I don't keep in contact with anyone I went to school with. But did you have sex with her?
Twice.
Okay, how was that?
That was enough.
Yeah? Is one too many or two too many?
Two was two. Two. I gave it a second try. That's all I can say.
You're a gentleman.
Hey, man. I commend you for that.
It's a gentlemanly thing to do.
No, those are words definitely to live by. Try everything twice.
Yeah.
Get the shock over with.
Right.
Then try it a second time, see if it was as
bad
as
it was
the first time.
Your first, you know, gay encounter, was it like that? I mean, did you feel the same way? Like, okay, I need to try this again. Or were you like,
oh, this is right.
This is right. I need some more of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think you all were like that?
Mine was a mix. Like, I liked sex with a female, but I liked sex with a man more. But I'd still go back to a female every now and then.
Oh, but you haven't. Because you guys have been dating now.
5 years.
5 years?
6 years. We went through this already.
That's a long time.
Go back five to or six.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. I feel like for either of you guys.
Right.
Because we've known each other a while now.
6 years.
I mean, a while now. Well, you guys were together when I knew you, when I met you.
Yep.
You guys were already dating, and which I think it's funny that your dad was a mayor and then you hooked up with a man in politics.
And you got to throw his mayorship.
Yeah. Someone with mayorships in me.
Yeah, right. You love a man in office.
Okay, Monica.
So great. You guys were not together. Mm-hmm. I had known Josh a little while before he met you. I'm so glad he met you.
Yeah, we met. I met you when I met him.
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, that was the same night.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yep. Bar-bingo.
Yeah, we went through that.
Yeah, Bar-bingo.
Bar-bingo. Yeah.
You guys were there.
Oh my God. So serendipitous.
I feel like you guys might have even been sitting by each other.
I think so.
That was the section. I think you were in the gay section.
The gay section.
The gay section.
We try to keep you guys all
That's
together.
That's the best section to be in. It really
we
is.
We're furthest away from the balls.
Yeah, we don't want any conflict.
The balls just gravitate towards you.
No favoritism show.
Right.
No.
That's why they were always falling out.
Exactly.
That's right. Listen, rolling across the floor.
Nobody on that show but me knows how to handle balls.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Yeah, it's been pretty great, though. God, it's been a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It has. And I'll be honest, until we, I would say my whole time in high school, even, you know, into my 20s, I have never met a gay person. I never knew a gay man or even, I probably didn't even know any lesbians, you know what I mean? Until we met, and then I would say you guys are probably the only gay friends I've ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we haven't had any other gay friends.
I thought
friends.
You were going to be like, until Shayna was a gay man.
Yeah, until Shayna made the transition. No.
I don't think
so
you did either.
I think there's a lot of people like me out there.
Well, that's
that,
exactly
that
it.
Just don't have any information or any kind of understanding of
or
what it's like to have
an
alternative
up in an
lifestyle.
Upbringing to even think that it's wrong, you know?
Oh, of course. I mean, I grew up the super religious, so that might have added
Catholic
to
school
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Same. Well, just church.
And you guys didn't do anything dirty in that Catholic school because them Catholics are dirty.
I had a priest.
You had a priest?
I thought that was part of the Catholic Church. Did all Catholics?
Like, that is not First Communion.
Yeah.
Well,
it sounded like a joke, but then he was grooming me. That's what we found out.
Oh.
And I didn't find this out till like maybe 10 years ago.
Interesting.
But, so like your parents became aware of it?
My parents was one of those people that will deny everything Yeah. He would never admit, even me being me,
right.
They ignore it. Right. It doesn't exist.
Oh.
But you know what? Well, I'd rather accept that than them standing in my way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, because at some point they're gonna see that you've always been the same person that they've always loved, mm-hmm. and there's no reason to act that way or be that way, you know?
But, yeah, so yeah, when they even found out, they had, like, pictures of me in my altar boy uniform wearing, like, a big gaudy necklace that the priest got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they hid those pictures. Like, to them, it didn't happen.
Now, did he have sex with you?
No.
Or it just...
No, I found out because, like, I got these ugly jewelry even when we moved to Colorado. He was writing me letters and sending me pictures. At least I still have a picture.
Yeah, good
my
for
mom,
you.
My mom will not hide that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I guess because nothing happened to me, I could laugh at it. I found it funny. The first thing I said when I found out, I was like, wait, he was giving kids money to be quiet, and all I got was a stupid necklace?
I got ripped off.
You're disappointed? Damn, I didn't get none of that molester cash.
but of course, my mom had that, like, framed with me and the altar boy with the necklace, wearing the necklace.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was finding it hilarious, and I'm like, okay, now I need, like, a show and tell when I do this story.
Yep.
And I asked her, because it used to be in her bedroom right by the door.
Weird.
And she was like, I don't have it.
Odd.
Like, I don't know where it's at. I was like, it's been hanging on your wall since 96.
Yeah.
So. And all of a sudden, it's poof. Yeah, and I was like, that's fine, that's fine. I still have his picture in a picture frame.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
If I knew that was going to bring up, I should have just brought it.
You should have brought it. Next one. Next one. Yeah, absolutely.
Just
did
knowing
you guys have anything like that when you were young, little?
I didn't grow up religious.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did have an experience happen to me, too, in high school.
Yeah.
So, with a molestation.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In high school?
Yep.
Was it a teacher?
Yep.
Wow.
And it was pretty difficult because my dad was the mayor at the time.
Right.
And they tried to keep it as hush as possible. And there was five other students involved. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you a really sick and twisted question. Did you enjoy that situation?
So half of me didn't and half of me did.
Right.
And they even put me through therapy for it. The state... they have what's called a victim's compensation fund, they did put me through therapy. And the first person they sent me to, oddly enough, was a guy, and I didn't want to talk. I'm just not a talker.
Right.
I don't open up very well.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you don't want to talk. Do you want to go to Dairy Queen? Yeah. I'm a fat kid. Let's get ice cream.
Right. Yeah.
And so then later, 6 months down the road, I get contacted again by the state, and they're like, hey, we've had some problems with this therapist.
Oh my God.
So then they sent me to a new a lady this time, and she really broke through to me. We got opened up and got a lot of stuff handled and talked about, and so I mean it was really good and got
now
things
do you think
out,
that your family thinks that's why you became gay?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Right, that's the incident that broke you gay.
Yeah,
well,
because
People like to have a reason, an excuse,
right,
something to pin it on,
totally.
Because you're not supposed
an excuse.
To be this
and
way.
Even in the beginning steps of that therapy with her, I told her, I said, I blame my own curiosities.
Mm.
And she said, no, I read the police report. You stated in there like 7 or 8 times, no, you said no, no, no. And the perpetrator even admitted to it.
Wow.
Like they kept pushing you.
Right.
So.
How old were you?
15, going into 16.
Right at that fucked up pivotal age. Man, aren't
where
they good,
you're trying
good,
to figure
those predators.
Yourself out. And
you just want to drive a car.
You're right. Do some fun stuff, and then you have that happen.
But I think I've totally tried to turn around all that for positive for my life.
Absolutely.
And I've lived
that's
the life
I,
of helping people. And
that's what I try to tell everyone. It's like when you do have what they call it sexual trauma, it's like, how long do you live under that label, you know, of it being sexual trauma? Because then it just begins to ruin your life as to where if you can kind of gather that, take the control back and the power back and use it for a good positive, you know?
And I'll always have that label, but I just choose not to wear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I almost think it makes you more relatable because then people are like, oh, well, how are you not all fucked up from this? And it's like, well, because I'm choosing not to be, you know? Mm-hmm. Because I think that everyone, probably at this table included, has had some sort of sexual thing where it was like, huh, God, I made it through that. Okay. You know? I need to shower. Yep. Let's shake that off, you know?
Because someday I'll look back on this and clearly see this as abuse.
Right. We have talked about that. Like, we've talked about things growing up, and then he's like, I was clearly being abused the whole time. Nobody said nothing. Because that's it, especially in the time. And I feel like we all grew up in the time. We grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and that, they didn't really pay attention to us.
No.
Yeah.
We were sent to the basement.
Or to church. Or to, you know what I mean? And just like, go, go, go. I mean, we were always sent to the basement, and they'd be having parties upstairs, and someone would sneak up and get some drinks and then come back down. Right. You know what I mean? Yep. So there was always something naughty going on in the basement, too, because no one was ever watching.
Yep.
And I feel like, too, back in the 80s and the 90s, there was this, like, hidden sexual undertone in life. In the movies, in everything, and even the lack of responsibility for us as children, right? And so then that just like kind of bred other things to happen and create situations where things can happen.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Just, it was a don't come home till the streetlights come on mentality.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know what I mean? You're just out there all day. They didn't know what the hell you
absolutely.
Were doing.
Absolutely.
Or Babbitt Dunn.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. How about you? You lived in a little tiny town.
I didn't do anything.
No?
No, he was aspiring mayor.
I feel like you do the most, right?
I think you're quiet the sleeper. Ones.
Ask him about the magic mushroom.
I feel like you're the sleeper.
He's, oh no!
Mike is the
What's
sleeper
the magic
dirty.
Mushroom?
Well, it's a psilocybin, a poisonous mushroom, when you eat it. It's a hallucinogenic.
It's also, I'm not. It's also the head of a dick.
Well, that's a different
kind.
So what's
the magic mushroom?
Yeah, so at the swimming pool, at the public swimming pool, there's this mushroom that
water
like,
comes out
trips
of.
Over, kind of like an umbrella. And that was...
You go under there and play?
Yeah, you go in at night and
yes.
play
Get
under that
on.
Mushroom.
Get
Sword fight.
How old were you when you had your first sexual experience?
Probably high school.
Yeah. High school. Did you guys all watch porn? It was harder to get porn.
Yeah. It was VHS.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's harder. Or you had to watch the Scramble Channel.
These kids today are lucky.
But I don't even think they had a lot of gay porn on the sex channels. You know what I mean? Because I wonder when it really started becoming prevalent.
It was easy for me because... Yeah. I worked at a drive-in movie theater, and I worked with a couple of gay guys, and they were like, you should take this home and check it out. I think you'll like it. And it was handed to me.
Yes.
So
wow.
Those are good friends.
Yeah.
Those are good friends.
It really worked out well because at the drive-in on the weekends during the summer, they had a flea market there.
Yep. I know. It's drive-in. Yep.
And there was a guy there that would sell all kinds of movies, and they'd go get new ones, and they're like, here, we just watched this one. You take this one home now. And I'm like.
Did you ever get caught with those?
Yeah. Can't blame it on your sister.
No, you didn't.
No, you cannot.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Your brother.
Tried. Yeah. That doesn't work. That's funny.
I
think that
it.
Was my dad selling those tapes, definitely.
Oh, might have been.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Might have been.
Must have met your dad.
I'm pretty sure
been.
It was.
You, when you see him again, you'll be like, oh,
yep.
That was his,
that was his stick.
That's funny.
How funny.
So, like, for me, I mean, I grew up, literally, my dad sold pornography as a kid, you know what I mean? So I saw all the pornography as a young kid. So never saw any gay. I don't think I ever saw any gay porn.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know that your dad would have felt comfortable with that. Well, I don't know. He's a fucking dirty perv. Yeah, he would have.
Yeah,
he's
a swallow.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He wouldn't have a problem.
Interesting. Wow. Good
I think
stuff.
It's pretty great. What about you, Johnny?
I had my grandfather's 70 porn.
70 yes!
porn?
70 bush porn.
Yep. All women just full on bush.
Bush.
And the crazy hair.
Yeah.
I didn't find gay porn until we got the internet.
Yeah.
And I think that was like my sophomore year of high school.
Right.
I was like, oh, well, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Yeah, that's...
I would agree. I would think that is when I saw it for the first time myself is when the internet came out. Well, like, I had sisters, and so I had seen porn. I mean, they always had Playgirls and Dirty Mags and whatever when they were having sex in the house like crazy, so we just would watch them have sex all the time. I'm not... We look through the keyhole. The boys would come over, and we'd all just wait. That's the only time we were good. Then they disappear and they were all to the door.
Taking turns. Know?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Absolutely looking through the keyhole. But yeah, I agree. Until the internet came along and then it was like, bam, everywhere.
Yep.
But then I also felt like that's when a lot of gay men really like started just, I'm a gay man. And then it was like, oh yeah, you know, it's pretty normal, you know? But
well,
you.
Well, it was also during the epidemic. Also fired up
right,
at that time.
Right, the whole
and
age.
And so
it
was
yeah.
all over. Nancy Reagan was all fired up about that.
Yeah.
And
weird. It was weird.
Drugs. Dare.
And the way that they chose to teach through that time, like the sex ed classes and the everything else.
Separated.
Yeah, and it didn't help the situation. No. You know, it only made it worse. But I know you were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
You were not in the military. No. You're not. You were not. And I know you weren't. How was that, being in the military?
It was fine because when I joined, they had just repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Oh.
But it was still like...
But you don't want to go all in flamboyant. Like,
what's up, fellas? Like,
no.
You didn't go in like that.
Yeah. Did you come out like that?
No.
I was going to say, what happened in there?
Like, what's going on over there?
Like most of the guys in my unit, they had no idea until after I got out, or unless I was really close with them. And they seen like, well, hey, we're in Chicago. Let's go to Boys Town. It's just a cool, fun spot.
Oh. Well, I always wonder, because I...
you have a theory.
I'm just curious because... You guys are all just together. I mean, you're just a bunch of dudes in a freaking tent or wherever you're at forever. And like, really? No one's playing with each other in there?
During boot camp, no.
Okay.
On the ship, that's a different story.
Okay.
I mean, it's still frowned upon and you're not supposed to...
Sure.
Oh, because you were in the Navy.
Bunch of seamen.
Yeah. And so then I always hear the joke, you know.
So how many...
How do you separate two seamen with a crowbar?
That just might make things more interesting.
Right.
So it wasn't like, was everyone on the boat? Not everyone. Was there a lot of guys on the boat? I mean, was there a lot of...
Like, my question is like...
I mean, is it true?
While you're there, do you think that there were some men that were having gay relations and then left and were like, I'm not gay. I didn't do nothing.
That I was in one of those. I was with one of my commanding officers.
Oh, yeah. You
had
were.
A wife, couple kids.
Wow.
Just went on deployment one time and just messed around. And the next day I was like, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, cool.
Okay. Ah.
Works for both of us.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. Especially in the don't ask, don't tell. It's like, really, you can't show anything, but I wonder like how many others he did that to besides you.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, of course.
Honestly, there really was no time to even sort of witness any of that.
Ah.
Just because being in the Navy, you're working 24/7.
So regimented.
It's like the moment you wake up, you're doing something the entire time until you go to bed.
Right.
And then you're sleeping in between them.
Right.
But
I wonder how it was like, kind of like way back in the day. Of being in the military, right? And only because I saw this whole story, this whole documentary on men in the military, and they had fallen in love with their lovers, you know? They've met their partners in the military. But that was like World War II, I mean, way back then. And so it's like it's always kind of been there. Was it as hard for them? Is that how come the do not, you know, don't ask, don't tell thing came about?
Ooh.
Were they getting beat up? You know, because, I mean, I always have this joke, you know, like seeing a gay military man is like seeing a gay cowboy. You're like, wait a minute. Those two cowboys are like squeezing each other's butts while they're dancing. And it's your brain just scrambles because that's not what society has taught you.
Right. Those are masculine.
It looks like. Right. Mm-hmm. Very masculine men. When we went to our first gay pride.
That was an experience for me.
We just came out of ministry. Mm-hmm. Like, Sean was a worship pastor. I was children. Not that being gay was wrong or anything like that.
According to the Bible, it is.
Well, Anyways.
That's where I came from in my mindset. Right. You know what I mean?
You don't see it in the church.
I don't want that. Right? Yeah.
Because they're not very accepting of it. So you don't see relationships. You don't see partners coming to services together. You don't see any of that in churches. Maybe now a little bit more than 15 years ago. But it's like... You just wonder, right? Totally forgot. You made
so
me
we're
forget.
Walking down the way.
Oh, right.
And there's these two guys, and they are like, they look like
bodybuilders,
wrestlers. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're just huge,
gorgeous bodies, just cut,
shirts,
little tiny leather shorts on. Little you know tiny. What I mean? Kind of little bondage straps on, right?
And big fat necks and bald heads and just guys.
I'm talking to Sean. I'm like, look how cute they are. Look at their outfits, right? Da, 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 da. And then they kiss.
Oh, they didn't kiss. They just. They like man mouthed each other, and I just was like, I'd never seen two men aggressively make out like that ever in my life.
I'm talking to him still, right? Just like I'm like, oh man, you know, da, da, da. And like I move on to something else, and he's gone.
I split. I had to get in front of him.
He's like, I'm next.
I can't be behind these guys anymore.
I just couldn't yeah. see what I was seeing. Yeah. I was just, those are two giant men. Yeah. And I was like,
that's
yeah.
like almost 10 years ago, probably.
Yeah, that was the best day ever because, it only gets better the longer that you're there.
The more they drink.
Yeah, and you more see people more drink. And more and more. Well, we're drinking too, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you just start talking to everybody. And everyone's so fun and so great and so just like themselves and so comfortable, right? And then we have to leave and we're walking up 14th, oh right? Back towards Cheeseman because that's right. where the parade starts at. And we're like, it's so hot. We've been out there all day long. You know, we're walking. And I said, this is a perfect ending to the perfect day. And Sean's like, yeah? And I said, yeah, because we just followed these two old men in assless chaps
yep.
walking up 14th the entire fucking way.
G-string assless chaps.
Little old man butt cheeks. Yeah.
So and you know what the worst part about it is now I now have that same ass.
It is the truth.
Hey.
Now you need the chaps.
Yeah, yeah. I need the chaps because I got the string thing.
Yesterday.
You can't see it anymore if I put it on.
But it's there.
I just love it.
Yeah, and I, you know what? I learned a lot about myself because I wanted to become more accepting and kind of drop some of these preconceived things that I was taught because I didn't think that that's fair. Because then you're taking the personal part of that person out of the equation, mm-hmm. and you're making it all about their sexuality, and I think right. that's
right.
rude.
Yeah.
Because your sexuality does not right. make up the entire person. And so for me, that first Gay Pride was just eye opening because we've met so many wonderful people and saw so many things that I had never seen before, that it intrigued me.
You know, it really was the beginning, and like you guys were all there. In that with us, I mean, you probably didn't know that about us or about Sean mostly
it's
because
mostly
he lived in mm-hmm. under this bubble that I'm mm-hmm. popping like every day.
Yeah, still
popping that bubble.
Still, she's mm-hmm. got that finger. She
that finger
pops it.
Pop it.
Okay, so that's another question I want to ask you. We had a conversation the other day about pegging, right?
We did?
No, not you.
No.
I know.
You watched the video though?
No, no, but
whoa.
So
whoa, you guys are sending videos? There's video?
Sometimes there's video. Well, my thing is like when you guys were with women, did you get pegged?
Oh.
Were you ever pegged by a woman before you had anal sex with a man?
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
None of you. Interesting.
Okay, let me just put that. I need to put that question around. Ever been pegged? Yes. Before I've been with a guy? No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just wonder, you know, because I think it's a thing that straight men are more into nowadays mm-hmm. than they ever want to talk about. Go ahead. What do you have to say?
I actually got a kind of a reputation around town because I ate this girl out and she was like, oh my God, that was like the most amazing thing ever. And like, she was telling all the other girls this. And I was like,
oh great.
Tell me what I did. And this was my first time. And now this is like This is not good.
Oh, not the reputation you want. All the girls are like, hey, you free tonight? Yeah, and you're right? I didn't even like that.
The buffet is open.
So you had to teach all those girls how to peg, then. It's about pegging.
Yeah, you should have. You should have.
Yeah.
Little tiny town, then you'd have had a different reputation.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, where does this barn you speak of in this bench?
Right. Yes, yeah. Let's see that. So that's what I want to know. In your little small town, and you had some, you know, interactions with other people in your town, or did you bring people to your town?
In the town.
Yeah. Yeah. Your same age?
Except this one.
Except that one.
Yeah, you flew him in.
It was a turf war. Pretty much. That's pretty great. That's pretty great. I don't know. I mean, you feel like you're happier than you've ever been, all four of you?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Happiest I've ever been.
Yeah. That's good. Awesome. And you're living out loud. I mean, you guys, I mean, everybody knows that you're couples. Mm. You've been couples for a long time. Are you guys going to get married?
That's gay.
That's gay. Well,
that's funny.
Yeah, see?
Okay, but you guys haven't had a ceremony, have you? Yeah. It's just a commitment you've made to each other.
The damn mouse is pretty expensive, so got to find other options.
We can do Mickey Mouse wedding.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
With I'll the get rats the suit. In your backyard.
No,
I'll get a suit that them. Looks close to Mickey.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll dance around. It'll be a facsimile.
Sweet. That'll work.
Won't be licensed or anything.
It'll be a...
unlicensed replica.
A mankini.
Yeah.
And assless chaps.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes. What about you guys?
Maybe someday.
But you guys have rings, yes?
I do. Uh-huh. I left it at his house, though. I've given him two, and he won't wear them.
I have never... I can't get used to it.
Give him a cock ring.
If it's the right. ring, yeah, you all have one.
If it's a what?
What kind of ring? Oh no, like I know I would wear like the ring,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a jewelry person. So every time when I was kind of using it, like I'm always using my hands. It's like I'm constantly feeling it pinching like my calluses. I take it off, try to put it on, but then. I got to the point where I'm just like, I can't.
You
I'm
don't
like,
wear jewelry.
I'm like when you put little boots on cats and they're just, they have to kick it off. I'm just like, this is weird.
I can see you being like that.
Yeah.
So until it's like a wedding ring, like I just don't have the urge to wear them.
Yeah.
Same with necklaces. And all of a sudden, for some reason,
you
in
feel
my
like
20s.
Choking?
Yeah. I just didn't like anything touching my neck anymore.
Yeah.
But.
It's from that priest.
Yeah,
that was the last necklace
that
you wore.
That was the last jewelry. You're like, this is the worst jewelry. This kind of jewelry men give, I don't want it.
Right.
Yeah, it was like a big old cross. That's so awesome. I was like, cool.
Thanks,
bro.
Crucifix.
He only wants a pearl necklace.
That's so great. So let's talk bathhouses, because you guys have not gone to the bathhouse, and you guys have.
Yes.
Oh, you finally broke the seal, and you went.
Well, yeah, we've gone before to
just one.
Yeah,
one.
To one of them, yeah. And then he's not gone to the other one yet.
We did go to the other
one. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
That
you hadn't been to, but before you went to, before your surgery, you guys went, right?
So right before my surgery, I took him and I said, this is what it's like.
Yep.
I'll be okay. I'll make it through this.
Yeah.
But you can go here and find something if something
happens.
If
something happens to me. Oh, that's so nice of you, though. You're a
heck of a guy. This is where you'll find love if I die on the table. We'll go there together just once.
That's right. Well, maybe more now.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, you're going to go back?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
We had fun, yeah.
What?
Or I had fun.
Could I go there as a straight guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gave Shana the card for the couple night.
Yeah.
Oh, the couple night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there just men night, and that is men? Is it just all gay guys?
Well, the one we
the
went
one,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, every 2 or 3 months, they'll have couple nights where anybody's allowed in. And
oh, that's really
when
nice.
When I took him around, I said, okay, here's a corner Shana would sit in and
watch.
And here's another spot Shana would love to watch. And I did. I took him around into
his house. He did. He pointed this all out.
You guys know me so well.
When it's couples night, can you guys, because can gay couples go? Yeah. It's all
everyone
couples.
Can
everybody,
go.
It's okay. Free
it's
for
like
all.
Open. I everyone gotcha. Can
but
go.
Other than that, it's more
well, that's when we'll
a
all
guys
go.
Club. Yeah.
Is it clothing we'll optional?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good. So I can wear a hat?
Yeah. You can wear a hat. Yeah.
My favorite scarf.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There was one guy was clothed, fully clothed, and I think he made other people feel uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah. We go to nudist places and there's people that don't take off clothes or wear swimsuits. It's like, oh, why are you wearing that suit?
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
You're making us feel like we're doing something wrong when you're the one out of line.
Yeah.
And he was really freaked out because he's like, what if that old assless chap man comes and tries to touch my butt? I'm like, you just push his hand away. Polite. Like, no, sir. No, thank you.
No, thank you. And you just
and
say
all,
no, thank you.
That's what you tell him. Like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm just watching or I'm doing this or I'm doing that.
Yep. Yeah. I'm not into you.
And we didn't have any issues.
No.
None of that.
I feel like, because we do go to a lot of clothing optional places, it is just an etiquette. People are pretty respectful. You know what I mean? They don't just come up and, you have one or two sometimes, but you do that.
Little
no, thank
beavers.
You. No, thank you. What the hell are you doing?
And there was a guy that came up and talked to us, and he was from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you want to go down under, Mike?
So now let's talk about that, though. So did you guys played with him at the bathhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you had to taste the, like, foreign flavor.
So you guys were like rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See
it was just the three of
kangaroo
us.
Kangaroo tasted like.
Yeah. We were
do you
everybody
think?
Else go away and... We did our own thing and that was it.
Yeah, because you guys are in a committed relationship. I mean... Do you share? Are you open like that often or just sometimes?
Not really, just.
Was this more because of the surgery coming up?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and to try to, like, just in case.
Just be like, hey.
Yeah, have some fun a little bit at the end.
Before it all goes down.
What about you guys? You've ever played with someone else?
No.
No.
I'm too stingy.
Yeah.
And I'm.
That's me
jealous.
Too.
Jealous. Nope, nuh-uh. You can look at the menu, but.
Yeah.
Don't you dare order.
Right, right. That's me too. Like, you can watch.
Not even an appetizer.
We'll watch. Yeah. We'll let you watch, but
yeah.
I don't need you in here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind
we
of
got
how
this.
I feel. Yeah.
You can check it out.
You can check it out, and I'll totally check you out. We'll watch.
And that's like
it.
You can watch the tableside guacamole get made.
Absolutely.
You just can't eat it.
No.
Right.
I'd just be watching. Could you lift that leg
we
up
did
a
have some
more?
Watchers too.
Well, I sure do
watching
like guacamole. We go back to that guacamole.
Watching is fun, you know. I enjoy watching, but it's just kind of like a real life porno, you know what I mean? And so that's always fun.
That's exactly what I told him going into it too. Like, mm-hmm. It's like live theater.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Of the best kind.
But right. For, like, I guess we watched, but it was just like not on purpose. Like, it was just, well, they were just doing it in public and all of a sudden, but I never went to a place just to watch.
Right.
And they know about that.
You didn't mind the lady watching you guys have blowjobs in the car.
Well, we had seven audios motherfuckers.
We didn't notice till halfway.
Halfway through.
And she's just sitting there smiling with a thumbs up, and I'm like, well, it's my turn. So.
I hope I can
I'm
do that.
I'm committed now.
We've gone this far.
Yeah, right. Wow.
But I think I'll be a bad watcher, though.
Yeah?
Because I have, like...
Because your face?
Yeah, I have, like, resting bitch face.
Yeah.
I'll just be like...
And they'll be
as if, like, I'm
he
bored.
He looks so unhappy.
They're like, we're sorry,
sir. Are we doing
sir.
It wrong?
Our sex is making that man angry.
I was like, no, this is just how I look.
This is how you only know it's good when you hear a little.
Yeah. But still with the straight face.
But still with the straight face. Absolutely. Freaking crazy. I have
we
your
think
sneaky
about
tail
that.
Upstairs, too, by the way.
Yeah, by the bed, which is weird. And I've been looking at it.
I didn't know it fell out.
I didn't either.
Yeah, well.
I sometimes wake him up.
Yeah, that's what that was. I was wondering why I was there.
This is Josh's tail.
Well, and all
he's just hanging on the wall there.
Yeah, it's her trophy.
That
it's
is.
Like mounted. It's got this little board sticking out of there.
The string when you pull it moves.
That was a good night. I even fell.
You did?
Oh, it was amazing.
You fell down?
Oh,
no.
I know. It's like I wish I could have seen it myself.
Oh, it was amazing. It was one of the greatest
things. A grown adult slipping, because that's when it got really windy. Yeah, and, yeah, I just slipped in my Snoopy outfit.
I was going to say, were you still in Snoopy?
So we were running back to the house because it was really windy and snowy.
Yep.
He decides to go across the grass. I'm like, nope, I'm sticking on the sidewalk. Uh-huh. And then I just look up, and he jumps up onto the top stair, and I just see him topple over with the big-ass Snoopy head. And I just start laughing. I'm like, that was amazing.
And I was like, I was probably like a little five-year-old because you were giving away like all the stuff. So yeah, I got a whole bunch of glow sticks.
Yeah.
So I was running with glow sticks in my hand. And then when I fell, like, I didn't crack them yet.
Yeah.
But when I fell, they all cracked. Yeah. And so he just see me, like, on all fours, just looking down. I was like, I cracked my glow sticks.
Oh, man. Yeah. One of the greatest things I've ever seen.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a great costume. You guys weren't at the Halloween party, but obviously Josh was Snoopy, and he was wearing the tail on the front.
And he had a string, and it went, instead of wagging like this,
it came up in a string. And then Johnny was Charlie Brown. Yeah, so it worked.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I was not the one that threw up on the carpet.
No, you were not.
That was Voodoo Man.
That was Voodoo Man.
See, I thought that guy was from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Not Princess and the Frog.
Not the Princess and the Frog.
But he was also gay.
He was. Yeah, he was flirting with me hard, but he's not getting nothing now. He threw up on my floor.
That was the deal breaker.
Nah, he ain't Venmo'd me nothing either. Nothing. And I had to throw the carpet shampoo away.
Yeah.
Oh, it smelled so bad. Like throw up. My garage does smell like a throw up. And I was like, what in the hell is out here? And I realized it was the shampooer.
Yeah, it was bad. Bad news.
I tried to clean it, but that guy had some strong puke.
So are you guys romantic? Are gay men romantic in their...
I've always been a hopeless romantic.
Okay.
He's romantic in his own way.
Right.
But I've actually had to dial it down.
Yeah, because his romanticism is slow.
Take it down or not.
Don't be so gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that about you. What about you guys?
He is more than I am.
Yeah,
I just suck at it.
Yeah. You don't get it?
I suck at it. Oh. I just,
why? It's easy.
I'm a kid, like.
Yeah, you can still do fun stuff.
It's harder than you think.
We're dudes.
Because you're also really good at it.
Yeah.
And I gotta work it, the romantic stuff. Like, I gotta be like, okay. What the hell do I do?
But when you a guidebook.
But when you actually do, it's usually like boom.
Yeah. It's like.
Is it good? You when go he big. Does it?
It's great. Yeah.
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 And you're okay? Did you have to dial yours down a little for him? No.
No.
Do you do nice things? Like, what do you do?
I try to.
Yeah. Have you cooked
dinner? Probably not as much anymore recently. Just.
No, you guys are like an old married
busy.
Couple now.
Yeah. Yeah. Busy.
I'm busy.
I have time for you.
So, how often?
To me, it's easier like on vacation and things like that.
Well, because then you're intentionally, I mean, you're already planning things got time already, and planning. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for Sean and I always, because we had the kids, when they would go every other weekend, if they went, I would always try to do something nice for us.
Yeah.
Like something romantic for us. Right. You know?
Something intentional.
Yeah. Something intentional. But it is easier, I think, when you like it. I'm a hopeless romantic. And so for me, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I wanted the fairy tale marriage. And I wasn't going to settle until I got it. And then I did. And so I was like, okay, of course you're going to do
it. You settled or you got the
I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it. Know me, I don't settle. And so I just... push it aside. Go on to the next one. And so, yeah, this has worked out real well for me. Thanks. I try to be romantic to you. I do like it. I think that everyone needs to plan it and needs to, whatever your love language is, even if it's just like for Sean and I, sometimes it's just a sex day, right? And so it's like all day today, that's all we're doing. We're not talking about
others. With us here?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know how it's going to end.
You guys can just wrap this up. We're going to go over there.
I've been sitting
over here.
That's how I get romantic, is it's like I start getting like, oh, man, I need some of her body. So you want a massage? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's how I get romantic, is massages and foreplay. Maybe some flowers.
The massage is the foreplay.
Yeah, it is.
And like for me, like I threw the room steward $20 on our last cruise, and I said, just do it up. And they did. And I'm like, yes. So I didn't have to put the effort into it. Like,
but you got it.
But it was
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
But it was there. And they had put stuff on the room walls and flower petals everywhere, made towel animals. And I'm like, see, it worked.
Yeah, that's good. But like you say you're bad at it. So that worked well because that was an option for you to have that. And then you were like, this is awesome. You did good. Good $20.
So you're good at paying other people to do the romantic stuff and taking... For you.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's absolutely that's a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what I do.
What do you like to do for him?
Just buy random things that I've seen that he's, like, eyed or just talked about.
Yeah.
Or just, like, show up with just random things that I know he likes.
Yeah, you pay attention.
Red Bull.
he does. Every time he shows up, he has a Red Bull.
Yeah, awesome.
I was like, oh, nice. Too bad I already had two today.
Well, you drink it anyway.
And then he finally told me, he's like, I need to stop telling you things I like because you buy them. I'm like, damn it.
No, don't you dare stop. That.
It's not even my birthday.
Well, that's
it's
nice, like though, because that's just your love language.
It just sucks like when it comes time for his birthday or Christmas because I'm like, shit, I have nothing to get you.
I have gotten you everything already.
And then he asked me like 20 times for like a whole month, and he's like, well, if you stop giving me gifts, you can hold on to them.
Oh,
but he can't,
you just
he can't keep
bitching
secret.
About your gifts that you get all
right, I was going to say, Johnny, if you're struggling, I like watches. I love rings. I love rings. Big man rings.
He really likes that blinged out one you have.
Oh, yeah, I do. That one that you wear sometimes, I really like that
one. Then again, like we were saying like on our last podcast, I'm just not a taker.
Right.
And that, so for me, like it's to people it's like, oh, I wish I got a gift. But to me, it was like a weird, it made me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Still grateful.
Why? Do you think you don't deserve it?
I think there's like a step, that voice I still haven't got rid of yet.
Right.
Like it'll just show up randomly, but still, it's not that I don't deserve it. It's I look at everything just kind of like, we're all equal here.
Right.
And so when somebody puts me like on a pedestal, which is still like romantic, but for me, it's just like, no. Don't look at me like I'm this. And like, I'm just like you. And it's weird. Like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's just weird.
It's too small.
Because it's been so long since I felt something like this.
Right.
And so I guess in a way, I kind of forgot how it felt.
Yeah. That's the truth. And then to be accepting of the feeling, that's where it begins to grow and get easier, because then it's like, I do deserve this, because you do. You guys do absolutely deserve to be together and to be happy and to spoil each other, to really enjoy each other, because, I mean, that's our ultimate goal in life, right, is to just be happy. Be happy. So, now let's talk some sex.
Whoa.
Because that makes everybody happy.
It does.
Right? It does. Okay, so I have a question, which I think that people often wonder. Are you both tops and bottoms?
Oh.
Or is one a top and one's a bottom? Does it change?
For us, I mean, we mainly have the one that we prefer.
The role.
But both are open to either or. Just depending on the mood.
To me, I'm 99% top.
Okay.
He likes taking it.
You're a fucking creeper. I just had to say that.
I fucking love you.
You're based. You're fucking based. Oh,
well, I wonder, right? Because it's a male-female relationship, it's like that. You know what I mean? So I wonder.
Yeah, I'm 99% the top, too.
Maybe 96.5.
I got a figure in there once in a while.
Maybe two.
She's a doctor. Every once in a while, Dr. Shana comes around.
She's got to check, you know?
Better safe than sorry.
Run around in there, make sure everything feels okay, you know? But does that also lead to the romantic part, right? Like, you're not romantic at all, and you're at the top. You're really romantic, and you're the top.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rhyme or reason to any of this.
Well, I know, but that's what
I'm not romantic,
about
and I'm the top.
Right. They're natural givers.
So, Do you guys prep before sex?
Like read books and study?
No.
Take a test?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Watch some porn?
Yeah. No. I watch some porn. But like, because you guys are having anal sex. I mean, I've had anal sex. Sean has had anal sex with me.
Yes, prepping is a good thing.
Yeah, so like, what does that look like? Do you enemas? Well. Do you not eat? I mean, that's what you said before. Yeah,
the fasting.
You don't eat.
Yeah, porn trick.
Do you guys not eat?
Oh, I
well, look, like, you
look at Josh.
To, you have I'm so to prep hungry. Too, right? So I'm so hungry.
No. No. Not today. Well, I know what that means.
I guess it's my question is like, so for us to have sex, we just have sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you guys just have sex too?
Yeah, and fiber is a good diet, you know.
Yeah,
it helps.
Helps keep it
things solid.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm just curious because, like sometimes, like the porn thing. I mean, I know why they clean out so hardcore for that is because it's so much, you know.
It
while
seems
they're
real aggressive.
Yeah, while they're filming and stuff. But is it like that in real life? I mean, can you choose not to prep?
You can.
Spontaneous.
Is it more comfortable to have prepped?
I think you just have to. Like, know yourself, know your body, know what you can and can't do, what you're not. I mean, if you're not feeling comfortable and you just can't
do it,
take it, can't do it. Like,
yeah, that I mean, that, for a woman, that's me. It's like sometimes it's like, oh yeah, this is great, and then sometimes it's like, man, I'm not
bad timing, or I need to go like
clean
or
up
go do
or, whatever,
or whatever.
Bad timing is like. The day after all-you-can-eat wings at the Elks Lodge.
Oh, shit. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. This is a burning butthole.
I feel like it's burning everything. Everybody gets a little burn from that.
Burning eye hole. Woo! Yeah. I just wonder, like, right? Because, like, people don't talk
about
this. I was going
to have wings today.
He still will.
You're not on that 4% day, so you're good.
That's right. I just wonder, you know, because like for a female, absolutely, it's the same thing. It's like sometimes, you know, you clean up real well, and then sometimes things just happen. And then sometimes you're like, what in the fuck? Nuh-uh. Not today, my friend.
You know? Yeah.
I want to know that that's the same for you guys too. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
So spontaneity exists in gay sex. It's not like, okay,
do you guys
Tuesday,
do sex
we're
going to,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Do you just hang out naked all day like Sean and I do and just have sex off and on all day?
Fondle each other?
We lay naked
like
in the
naked
bed
days,
like
but
all the time. Like when we're in the bedroom, we're almost always naked.
Yeah, but that's it, just in the bedroom?
I mean,
you guys,
well, around
you
the
guys
house
live
too.
Alone, right?
Yeah, we live alone,
I'd walk around naked. That's what we do.
So
we walk
around
naked
all
and
the
touch
time.
Each other. And
that's what we did.
Make out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of our sex days. It's our tantric kind of just together time.
I mean, we do it all the time, but we just don't dedicate it as a sex day, I guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it all the time too, but then we...
We designate.
Turn it up a notch.
Sometimes it'll be like, all right, tomorrow, this is all we're doing. We're just sexing it up all day.
Yeah.
And so that's just what we do. We just intentionally fondle and fool around.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we do
let's do that later.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
I just wonder, how about you guys?
More spontaneous and...
Well, we kind of do have a sex, but that's just because our schedules.
Right. Well, but it's important because you work such opposite schedules that it is important to be intentional and set the time to have that together.
Yeah. And so for me, it's just like, hey, it's lucky... Because I get to have like a whole week to prep.
And the weekend he starves.
Yeah, and since we don't live with each other, like it probably wouldn't be more often. But I know like once we do, then the timings would definitely change again.
Yeah. Well, you'll be more naked together. You'll be more together.
Well, we always fondle each other in the time that we are together.
Yeah.
I'm a big on the fondling.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's big time fondler. But that's good. Like
my love
like,
language
absolutely.
Is fondle.
And like when you're in the kitchen, when you're, you know what I mean, someone's cooking, you go up and touch and squeeze and grope. That's you?
All the time.
That's what you do to
what
him?
What is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I see you do that to him all the time, everywhere.
Yeah, nothing's off.
Nothing's off limits, right? Like, because that's kind of how it is for us. It's like, this is my body I've given to him. He's done the same to me. So then we can, you know, have fun and do whatever we want.
They handed me their pen because I thought it was a pen, and it's not. It's a vapor.
It's nicotine.
Yeah, now I've had nicotine in my system.
Yeah, I'm going to Josh and Johnny, they injected you.
You put something inside me. I can feel
it. Put it in my body. So they were having the conversation, and then, like, Shawnee's like shooting me glares across the table, and the shade just had to turn around. He's like, "What's going on back here?"
Yeah, you guys were talking. We were smoking that pen. Oh my god, I'm still spinning right now. How come nicotine gets you so much high? Her.
Good save.
Yeah, so much high. Wow, I speak good now. Yeah.
So what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, you're crazy. I don't know. I think it's good. I think that you guys are inspiring. You, the four of you.
We're just gay.
You are. You guys are. And it's fantastic because, I don't know, it's changed our life knowing you guys. You're so open. You're so honest. You've helped us in our own ignorance.
Yeah.
Right? To understand and to see things for what they really are and not how you perceive or anything like that, you know? And I love it because you guys are so unassuming, you know?
Yeah, none of you guys look gay.
No.
No.
Yeah. Except the rainbow on my shirt.
My dress and tube top didn't give it away.
With your beard.
No, you blend right in.
Like, yeah, like but you do alien. Think that, right? You do think that, like, oh, you're going to tell right away. Oh, if he's gay, mm-hmm. you're going to know right away. Yeah. Oh, you're going to... But that's really pigeonholing because that flamboyantly gay man, that's just...
Who they are.
Yeah. It's just part of it. You know what I mean?
That's what their gay looks like.
Right. And this is what your guys' gay looks like. So saying that. It just cracks me up saying that. It just makes me laugh. I don't know. I just love it. And I think that we need to, you know, enlighten other people about it. That just because you're gay doesn't change you. You're just still you.
It doesn't define you.
No. And you're just still happy and really, like, nicer. Then I mean, you guys, because I feel like you live in such diversity and such kind of, not conflict, but like turmoil, right? Because you never know how people are going to respond to you. Mm-hmm. And you sometimes get a good response and you sometimes get a bad response from people. And because of that, it's put you in this different emotional state, right? And then the energy that you give off is different. It's always very warm, always very inviting. It's always very non-judgmental. And even if it is a little judgmental, it's usually just funny, right?
Yeah.
Right? Because, and honestly, you speak more honest than a lot of straight people, you know, about everything. And that, I think, is my favorite reason why I love you guys so much. Because I can ask you absolutely anything, you know?
Yeah.
Jason came to see me at work, and I was like, I have a gay question for you.
And I said, I don't do lesbian questions.
Right. That was the truth. But I love it because how else are we to grow and learn and know if you don't have friends that you can ask questions to?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? Because I have some lesbians and transgenders that are together, and they're the same as you. I mean, they just... I'm like, I want to know so that I have the knowledge and the information so that there is no judgment. And then the more that I know and I meet other people, the more I can teach them. No, you're wrong. That's not, did you ask? Did you talk to them? Did you, you know, get outside of your preconceived notions. Get outside of there and you might, sometimes I think two people really fight it because they don't understand themselves.
Yep.
Right? Like, our house, I'm sorry.
That was all Shayna's boob.
Yeah, what the hell is that? That was all Shayna's boob.
Everyone has this, like, preconceived notion of what's happening at our house, you know? And it's like...
Yes, people didn't come to the Halloween party because they were afraid that there was going to be some freaking mass orgy here.
the point of a Halloween party?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. That was weird.
Well, it's just interesting because it's like they have preconceived notions about Sean and I, about what we do here, because we do have sex days, because we are gropey and fondly, and we do show PDA all the time. But that's also what I think is lacking in this world. There is no affection. There is no hour. You know, I mean, no, you're shocked. You never saw your parents kiss. Well, I'm sorry. Break that trend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You guys holding hands and being, you know, affectionate in public is just teaching other people. So I sometimes wonder, are you more afraid of what you might do or what you might discover about yourself if a situation was to arise? You know, that's what I told him. I'm like, the Halloween party, all of our parties, if something does happen, it's never planned, it's never scheduled, it's never anything. It's just organic and it just happens, right? Because that's what life is. Life just happens. But the one thing that we don't do is condemn it or not allow it or say that it's bad or, you know what I mean? Because it's like, who's to say? If you haven't tried it twice. Yeah. How can you say, right? So I just always wonder, and I wonder for you guys too, like when people find out you're gay and then they're like, oh, I think, are you...
Do they change?
Yeah. And are you having that change because now you're wondering, well, I always thought Johnny was attractive. You know what I mean? Another man. And now it's like, oh, I didn't know Johnny was gay, but I always thought, oh, wow. Or, you know, I just wonder people's thoughts. Because that's what I think. It all comes from fear, right? Their reaction to you, their everything to you comes from fear and lack of knowledge. They don't have any idea. And instead of being like, oh, you're gay, Johnny? No wonder I thought you were hot. And being a straight man and feeling okay being able to say that because you know who you are as a person, right? Yeah. Because you can be attracted to a man, you can be attracted to a woman and not be gay or lesbian. They're just a beautiful person. And it's like, oh, well, is your butt look like that because you're gay? You know what I mean? How'd you get that nice rump? You know what I mean? You want to ask questions and be like, well, I wonder, you know? Yeah. I just wonder, like you and your business and your job, I mean, you got a manly job. You blow shit up.
Yeah. I still want to go to work with you.
Yeah, we should. We take you up there one day.
I want to go to the quarry.
And you know, working at...
You're like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, working at Fred Flintstone in the quarry. And you know, when I took that new position up there, it did. I went from working... I used to be on a paving crew, watching paving crews, where, you know, it was a lot of more Hispanics, and they joke and have fun, but I went to the white, kind of redneck men, hard-working men. Yeah. And there was a couple that were a little weird about it, and... There was one that even kind of was like, I just don't need him checking me out. And one day I looked and said, you know what? I know what a good looking man is and you're not it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Nice.
And so you don't need to worry about it.
Right. Yeah. Like, so, don't flatter yourself.
Yep. I'm good. Like.
Well, you know, as a straight guy here, we're not running around trying to rape women and just get take advantage of every hole we can find. I mean, I don't understand
why men are perceived.
Think that a gay man, their whole agenda is to just hold you down and break Brokeback Mountain. Right. You know what I mean? It's like that's not the case. Men have preferences for men as well, and sometimes men don't fit into there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so how dare men just think, oh man, every gay guy would totally probably hold
me
down.
Well, I wonder then. You know what I mean? It's weird. Man, does he have his own thoughts? Does he
Does
he wants to be held down?
Yeah. Does that come from a place
or
of curiosity?
Pursued or you know what I mean? Hit on, you know? Or because to me it's like, oh, like when someone's trying to convince you of something, it's like, are you trying to convince me or are you trying to convince you? When they just don't stop, right? Oh, but this is it's good because it's like, okay, the first it's good because I was good, you know? But now you're telling me again and again. So now I'm wondering, maybe this isn't good.
Yeah, right.
You begin to think, that's what I think of men. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is kind of different, you know, because I do work a manly job. I get dirty. I work in, you know, I drive a truck around. Mm-hmm. I'm up there, and then the next that night I might be at the theater downtown watching a show, and
absolutely.
The next day on a plane clapping to Disney, you know? Yep. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's,
but that's just your life,
that's
which
my
is
life.
What
yeah.
you should be allotted, right?
What
to
live,
have.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you said you spoke up, which I know you do. You don't
yeah.
you don't hold your tongue. You speak no. up all the time. Yeah. But
sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes too much?
No, sometimes he holds his tongue.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think? Something. Do you have something to say about being gay couples, like, to the world? I mean, it's like...
Not really.
You know?
I mean, my mentality with it, I just don't care.
Yeah.
You don't, I'm not yeah. living my life to please anyone.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah.
I'm still going to do my own thing.
Be this and have this.
And I take
right?
it as it comes, because we've had some moments where it almost came to someone who didn't agree with it.
Yeah.
Step up, and I'm always ready for that.
Yeah. It's like, bring it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk about this whatever tone you want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And yeah. I think you guys are all similar to the fact, and I'm not really sure about you, Jason and Mike, but you guys aren't really active in the gay community.
Yeah.
You're not like, you know, you don't identify with that, and you're not like,
no.
you're just two men loving each other, living your lives, and you don't have to go out there and be all, I'm gay,
yep.
I'm gay. You know
That's
what I mean?
Exactly.
I get that same sense from you guys.
No.
You guys are just...
I don't schedule a calendar around it or anything. And
yeah.
one of the oddest things was 2 years ago, my brother wanted to take his girls to Disney for Halloween, and I'm like, I'm there. Let's do it. And we happened to book it, and we found out two of the days that we were there was gay days at Disney.
Oh.
And we didn't even know that. And
oh.
all of a sudden, we're like,
oh,
wow. People are like, you're there for gay days? And we're like, what's...
No.
No.
Right. Yeah, no. It's like, oh,
they're like,
yeah.
we wear red shirts. And we're like, let's go buy a red shirt. And,
right.
and we ended up partaking in it. And it was fun and had a great time. And
but it wasn't what drove you. It's
no,
not, it's
and,
not
and
your
and
life.
No, it wasn't my life.
And,
what was hilarious about it was they had this... the gay agenda calendar of the day in the park. Like, the group photo in the castle, and then the tiki room sing-along, and, you know,
oh
and they're
my.
All, like, tweeting with their hands and singing. And, and then,
that
like...
That
would
have been fun.
And then, because... it was really funny to see.
It.
And, like, over by Splash Mountain... where the Winnie the Pooh ride is, it's called Critter Country. So all the bears got together
yes.
there. And so it was funny how
yes.
it all like flowed and worked out. And it was fun, but I don't need to have a gay
no,
agenda
to
schedule
that.
My life to go just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
And
to make sure everyone
there,
knows that you're a part
fun.
Of that.
Yeah.
Community.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
don't forget, I'm also a part
yeah.
of the
what
LGBTQ
do you think
community.
That's about?
What?
What do you think that's about? Why do you think that people feel that need so strong to just be like
just acceptance I
yeah.
think and
yeah,
I think. Probably just you feel
pride
one amongst yeah,
yeah.
pride amongst
accepted.
your peers
yeah.
accepted among your peers
yeah.
Did you guys ever do like gay pride?
I went a few times.
Yeah,
it was cool.
And
I
then
enjoyed
it's
it
like,
but
yeah,
then
this
I'm like
isn't,
all right well it's not something
this
I want
doesn't have to be my religion.
Did you go
now?
To it as if you went to the Taste of Colorado like casually, hey I'm going
yep.
to this, or did you go
yep.
to it all like, whoa, this is my gay folk and I'm gay now?
I
no.
just went like yeah
to yeah I just went regular too.
Yeah.
I didn't
just
wear
go.
A special outfit.
Yeah.
I didn't I went as me.
Mm-hmm.
See, I dressed up.
Yeah,
I wore silver shiny stretchy pants and a gay shirt, tie-dyed rainbow
so
shirt. Yeah,
it was so great because
loved it.
All these men are like, you look good in those pants.
Yeah.
And by the end of the night, he's just,
I'm taking
my pants.
I wore them to bed.
Pants.
I was going to wear them today, my rainbow, my
unicorn
pants. But just in honor of the gays.
There's those tendencies. You have someone you can ask.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
No, I'm embracing my maleness.
Yeah, Sean.
Yeah. My, I just want to, you know what I mean? I'm embracing my acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well,
nice.
And Sean's a lover. I mean, so
yeah.
his heart is big. And so, you know, he is a lover of everybody. And
oh, yeah.
so mm-hmm. it's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get to heaven. It's going to be full of so many gay people. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great. It's going to be such a good time. And all these Christians are going to be pissed
That's
when right. they get to heaven and it's full of gay people.
They're going to be so pissed
yeah.
when they get there and they're
because,
like, what the fuck?
Yep. God's not judging you on your sexual preference.
I don't think he
nope.
is either.
It's beautiful.
But.
Yeah. And so that's where my mind in these last 20 years of being with Shana has come alive, I guess, with this acceptance. And so it's fun.
It's fun. And I think when I started doing the fashion shows, then it was like a waterfall.
Yeah.
Because we were in ministry for so long, and then we got into radio, and then like we met you guys very soon as he was on the show, and then more and more and more people have come out, right? And then I started the fashion shows, and then it was like, oh my gosh, so many transgenders, so many that aren't just gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that I don't understand either. I'm like, with the transgenders, I don't know if you guys can speak to this at all or if you know anything about it, but if you're a man transing to a woman and then you date another trans of a man transing to a woman,
whoa,
are you just now lesbian? I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's confusing. I want a flow chart.
That's what
I'm trying to write. I'm trying to figure out even
I want a flow chart because
you got a man becoming a woman,
and they're not fully trans, you know what I mean? They're just beginning. I just wonder how it all works out. Like, I don't know.
You gotta carry the one.
Oh, that one's done.
Is that a guitar? Yeah.
Sean is trying to make a graph. Yeah.
My flow chart went bad.
I do always just wonder. I want to talk about it more because people need to understand. And even people who have children who are gay need to understand. You mm-hmm. know what I right. mean? It's like, don't stifle them. Don't anything them. Teach them how to be safe. Teach them how to have safe sex. Teach them, you know, to know what they like. Teach them to not, to know a bad situation and stay away from it. I mean, right? That's it. It's just it. You just teach them so that they can live the best life that they can.
Right. And be strong with who they are.
Yeah. As they get out there, you know? And you guys are. You guys are strong. Yeah. And awesome. You guys are good influencers.
For me, I would just say that I'm just like lucky mm-hmm. Because I've never really had that until I really came out. Like, it's the funniest thing. Like, my parents would tell me, like, no one's going to accept you out there and stuff like that. But at the end, it's like everybody accepted me. Right. The only thing, it's like, it's you guys that are just not accepting me. But again, I'm not asking you to. You're not supposed to look at me as a gay person.
Right. You're supposed to look at me as your son.
As a son. But again, never got in my way. It's like, okay, this is just going to end this conversation. I'm like, okay, good. End. Done.
Yeah.
Again, you guys told me, like, we don't, it's hard to tell. We had to tell you guys.
Yeah.
So the same thing. No one ever notice, and when I brought it up, they're like, oh, okay, cool. But then I was already making the right friends.
Right.
So,
surrounding yourself with the right people.
So just like, even subconsciously, I didn't even know that they would be accepting. But of course, like, oh yeah, these are the people, like, I'm now paying attention and reading to people. But at the same time, it's not only like other people just need to understand, but we too have to be the ones to open up.
Right.
And not be ashamed of ourselves, because these people might say the wrong thing, but they're still sitting there asking, like,
and
well,
not
explain
to be
it
offensive,
to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And not even knowing that maybe what they said is offensive.
Yeah.
Because they are ignorant to the whole fact.
Yeah.
Right. And so then it's like, and that's the best part about you guys, is because then it's like, oh yeah, this is going to sound bad, but, and we ask the question, and then mm-hmm. you guys laugh and are like, ah, well, you're dumb. This is how it is, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But very open, very honest, very, you know, welcoming mm-hmm. people to know you, right? I mean, that's how I feel you guys are. You welcome people to know mm-hmm. you. If they will talk to you, you'll answer them, you right. know, without getting nasty or being mean. But
yep.
I wonder, in my eye, I always, like you guys, you have great relationships. You have great lives. I mean, you guys travel, you live well, you know? And so it's like, that's what I think all gay men are like all gay men relationships are like. Did you ever have a bad experience, you know what I mean, a bad relationship with another person where you're like, wow, they're abusive, wow, it's not all sunshines and rainbows over
definitely.
Here, you know?
Yeah.
Well, something drove you guys, put you into this situation, right? So there's relationships before this one.
And there, oh, there's friends that I've helped get out of bad relationships too.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to do some for everybody?
They're not all just sunshine and rainbows.
Right. That's what I'm asking, right? Because yeah. it can very much look like that. You like, especially in your guys' situation, because you do like each other a lot. You do care for each other a lot. So therefore, your life does look very appealing, right? You travel, right. you do this. So I just wonder, you know, and when it is a bad, abusive relationship like that, is it like the man being abusive or like a bitchy woman in the relationship who's abusive? Does that make sense?
Yes, and yeah. I would say yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the same.
It's the exact same thing.
Because it is about human emotion, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like the man can be abusive or narcissistic or, you know, passive aggressive or whatever, or the man can be a total queen diva bitch and like, yep. oh mm-hmm. my God, you know? And then it's like, this is a bad situation. I gotta
get
out of
here. And the other one is maybe he doesn't make as much money, and but he's got a roof over his head, and it's a lifestyle that he's just lives with because it's
convenient.
Not comfortable, but convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. That's lame, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're not really happy in that situation, right?
But
I mean,
some people are stuck and don't know how to get out.
Yeah, God, tell me. I feel like I got 15 people stuck around me, and that guy got a wedge, and they're looking at me like, pull me out. And it's like, I can't pull you out, man. Mm-hmm. You have to pull yourself out. Mm-hmm. I have so many people right now talking to me, and they're stuck. And it's like, you're miserable. You know why you're miserable, but you don't have the courage to get yourself unstuck. I'm going to hurt their feelings. Well, what about your feelings? What about what you're going through, right?
Give and take.
Yeah, give and take. So you guys are all going to get married. You are, because it is good. Like, I don't know, like Sean and I, like when you meet him and you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, okay, let's just make it happen, whatever that looks like to you guys. But when it happens, I want to be there.
Okay.
I want to be there.
It'll happen, but it won't make it any less gay.
I know. Make it more gay. I just think it's great. I thank you guys for coming on here and talking with me about all this stuff, you know?
Of course. Thanks for having us.
I want to ask questions, and I want to know things. I want other people to know things, and I want to have a good, positive spin on it because you guys are encouraging the younger generation. You know what I mean? By being a good example, you guys are influencers, you know?
Secrets.
What? You can't whisper secrets in the microphone?
That wasn't a secret in the microphone.
Exactly. Change it.
Right. What are you talking about over there?
You brought this on yourself.
I know.
He said, I wonder if Shayna swallows.
I do.
Go, go, go.
I do. You know it.
And I told him spitters are quitters.
That's right. Spitters are quitters.
But what if you like the mess?
Oh.
Some people like that wet spot.
But not when it gets cold.
Not when it gets cold. Amen, brother. Give me a break. Bring the fucking towel.
You know, every hotel we've ever been to, we steal that towel that goes on the floor. You take that rug towel, and we have stacks of those, and they soak up a lot. Those are great towels.
They do soak up a lot.
They're a little scratchy. You don't want to sleep on them.
Well, unless you just pass out. Unless you just pass out.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. But I do. I think that's great. And I think that if you guys ever have anything you want to talk about or feel like is an issue that should be talked about, I want you to bring it. Mm-hmm. I want you to bring it and come, you know. When you decide to run for mayor, we'll put you on here.
That stuff's behind me like that town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Like, now you don't live there. Your family still lives there.
Yes.
And you still go back there.
Yes.
And they know now, right? I mean, what, 1,000?
I made them know.
Yeah. Well, it's going to say, they're going to be like, you just keep bringing this friend with you. Why you keep having him come out here and meet you out here? You know?
At least I don't have to buy hotel rooms anymore.
Oh, did you used to?
Oh,
you couldn't stay at the house?
Not at first.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, like, yeah, let's talk about your family. How did they respond?
It wasn't bad.
Because you're a little tiny town. You have
my
siblings?
My family was really accepting, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
And you have siblings?
I have two brothers, yeah.
Okay. All three boys.
I have a huge family. Yeah. Like,
huge. Yeah.
Really?
So, well, what's your nationality?
Why, after I did a DNA test, it says I'm Native American, but okay. I've always thought I was, like, Hispanic.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see both of them. You know, I kind of feel like they go hand in hand.
Well, yeah, but...
You know, but...
Still a little...
Yeah. One will get you grant money and one won't.
Right.
I need to learn how to get that grant money.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Now that you know you're Native American.
You got to register, I think.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. I wonder what tribe you might be from. Do they tell you that?
No.
I didn't think they can. I think you have to be tested out by the tribe or something to find out.
Is your whole family from Southern Colorado? That area?
Yeah, yeah.
Always? So you just track down the tribes from that area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of migration kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like
most.
Cool. Yeah. My dad always told me we were Native American, but I'm far too white.
He looks like it, doesn't
Yeah, don't
he?
I? Did you see it?
White buffalo.
Yeah. We're from the albino.
How was the other people in your town, especially because you were on council?
Going back to like pride and stuff, we don't really just, hey, I'm back in town. Right. Did you know I'm gay? Like, I don't, like,
your fly a flag when I come in. Yeah, it's not like... The music starts playing. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, it's none of that.
So. Start playing Barbra Streisand.
If you're close and, like, know me, yeah, I'm not going to hide it. But it's not, like...
And they didn't make a big deal out of it in your little tiny town. It's just, how many gay people are there now? Do you know?
I don't know.
There's got to be more, right?
There's not a registry.
Well, no, but you feel like...
A list, a Facebook group. All
right.
If you're gay, you have to sign up on the...
Small town collective.
Small town homos. .com.
I just that wanted might be to... Because a small town is different. Probably. I mean, everyone knows everyone's business.
Right.
Everybody knows everybody. And so it's like, I just do wonder. And I also wonder, were you the courageous one? Kind of, you know, because there's people that lead the way. There's people that start the wake, right? And so it's like, you just always wonder, were you that one there?
I wasn't, no.
No? There was more before you?
Yeah, I mean, there was...
Well, I'm curious. Like, did you know? Like, did you know? Oh, Jim, yeah, I think Jim is gay.
Or rumors of the...
Yeah, I mean, there's, yeah, the definitely...
Legendary gay.
Some that were Cletus. Out there. Yeah, they were out there and they already... I mean...
Because I wonder the thing about the gay farmers as I do about the gay military men, right? Because you're just out there. You're just out there together all the time. And really, it's not going to be like... Mm.
The roar of the tractor.
You know what I mean? That's what I would be doing, but that's me.
Let's go plow.
Yeah.
Me and Trevor need to go get some hay.
Hey.
I love that Shayna always thinks that when a bunch of people are together, there's always some sort of undertone of sexuality happening. So if it's a bunch of farmers, they're out there with the corn cobs.
Everything.
They're getting it. If it's a bunch of nuns, you know there's a little stinky pink. He's in the nunnery. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
It has to be there.
A bunch of rice workers, you know they're out there in the paddies getting a little squeeze. Yeah.
It's just natural. It's human everywhere. Nature, right?
And what's funny is I totally agree with her.
Yeah.
I
feel like it's always there. You know what? When I was in the boys' home, and it wasn't a boys' home, it was a place for males. You know what I mean? From 50 to 15, which was screwed up, you know? And there's always that weird sexual, oh, I heard that guy was, I heard this, I heard that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I missed out on all of it. But I think that there was some stuff going on, you know what I mean, between, because it's just in there. There's this heightened sense of sexuality, especially you get a bunch of men together. I think it's just unavoidable.
Unavoidable. I agree.
Yeah. We're still animals.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally. Still have desires.
Yeah, totally, right. So the farmers, they're out there.
They're plowing.
I think so,
they're
right?
They're plowing.
I'm telling you, everyone.
If you're a farmer and you've gotten a hand job from another farmer, email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com. Shane would like to talk to you and your hand job friend.
Friend, yes. Bring him in.
Bring him in.
Bring him in.
You and Cletus.
That's right. You can bring your tractor too.
Ride that tractor right up.
I'm totally fine with it.
Bonus if you bring the tractor.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That freaking cracks me up. All right, guys. We've been here a long time.
Long time.
But I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thanks for coming on here and just talking and being real.
Yeah.
You know, sharing your lives with us. Yeah. Because we love that, you know? And I'll say this, if anyone listening has any questions, they can email us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Any gay questions you might have, we can forward them on.
And then I'll respond, I don't know.
All right, I have one final gay guy question. Do you gay guys sword fight? Or is that just what straight guys do to make chicks hot?
It's pretty much a straight thing, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What?
Okay, good. We've done it jokingly a couple times.
But it's not like,
but doesn't it feel so good? If I had a dick, I'd play with it all the time. I'd want to get it in my mouth.
That's not sword fighting.
I know.
That's a different kind of fight.
And they're not fighting when you're getting, when you have it in your mouth.
The thing is we don't want to fight with it because we don't want to damage it.
Oh.
What the hell does that mean?
We'd rather use it for fun.
You can damage it?
Well,
like, I've done a lot of things with that, and I don't know that I've ever come close to damaging it. They're pretty resilient. What are you doing? How hard is your sword that you're fighting with, sir? I love it. Can we end with a sword fight just for me?
No, because you don't know how to play.
Gonna go grab hers. Yeah.
She just has a shield.
And then I put it in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
And let's then get to I that fly sword fight. And into my mouth. And on that note, let's say goodbye.
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 Bye.
On guard.
Get ready, boys.